It's time for the Yoda Squirts podcast.
Hello? Is that pussy for sale? No. Well, can I rent it?
Welcome to Yoda Squirts podcast, Squirt 4. Send me your farts. Now that the show has a voicemail number, which is 206-600-3065, you can call the voicemail number, hold the phone up to your butt, and fart in it. Or you can record yourself farting on your computer, attach it to an email, and send it to me. Either way, send me your farts. And while you're in the process of sending me your farts, I want to know how you found the show and where you're listening to it. I mean, do you listen to it on an iPod, on a different type of MP3 player? Do you listen to it directly off of the internet from some website? I'm just curious. And as far as small little bits of curiosity go, I found out recently that a new book is out called Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex? It's supposedly full of all sorts of sage wisdom, such as do men lactate, and why do men fall asleep after sex, and other various bits of information. I probably won't pick up the book myself, because I like to, you know, hold on to my money, but maybe some of you out there would be interested in it. I'm sure you're all very interesting. And here is a small survey. You can email me with your answers, if you so choose, or you can even just post your answers on the website for the show in the comments section. You can just post all your answers there if you want to. But if you had to decide between a girl with small tits and a hot body, or big tits and a kind of soft body, which one would you go for? Small tits and a hot body, or big tits and a soft body? And now here is a piece of strange news. A team of surgeons in Western Serbia earlier this week took out 8 nails, a knife, a pen, a screw, a spoon, a clothes peg, and other smaller objects from a young man's stomach, one of the doctors said Wednesday. We were astonished, said Dr. Maja Gulan, who helped perform the operation Monday in Uzik, 70 miles southwest of Belgrade. We have seen people swallow various things, but never this many, she added. The identity of the patient has not been revealed. The doctor said he had suffered no major damage to his internal organs and was successfully recovering. The case was initially reported by a concerned relative who saw him swallowing the objects, doctor said. So, I guess, if you want people that are good at swallowing small things, all you have to do is go to Serbia. And now, here we have the top 5 signs that you masturbate too much. Number 5, you call all cereal spermios. Number 4, you've nicknamed a stuffed animal Playtime Panda. Number 3, your friends find bottles of lotion and cream all over the place, but there's not a girl in sight. Number 2, when you step on last night's underwear, they squish. And the number 1 sign that you masturbate way too much is you need to put a cone up by your computer that says, caution, wet floor. And along those same lines, a really good way to get hit is after you're done screwing your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, well, once she's laying next to you, if she's kind of mumbling something, you kind of tap her and say, what? What's that? Use your big girl words. That's pretty much guaranteed to get you hit every single time. I also wanted to mention that this show, Yoda Squirts Podcast, already has listeners from the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia, and Taiwan. And that is just absolutely awesome. You guys rock. You totally rock. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. It's having people like you listen that helps make doing the show fun. And now here are a few dirty jokes. What does a lesbian think the string on a tampon is for? Flossing after eating. Ha ha. A man was looking for a cheap prostitute in a brothel. He went up to the pimp and asked him what he had. The pimp showed him a blonde whore for $50, but she was far too expensive. The pimp then showed him a brunette for $10, but she was also too expensive. Finally, the pimp showed him a whore for $1 who happened to have her legs open already. The man agreed, but the pimp said he must wear a black condom. So the man wore the condom and bonked his heart out and had the time of his life. He enjoyed it so much he went back the next day for the same $1 whore and again had to wear a black condom. Again, the prostitute had her legs open already. When he went the day after, he asked the pimp why he must wear a black condom. The pimp told him to show respect for the dead. Ugh. I actually kind of like that one, even though it's kind of gross. And the last joke for the show. A pizza delivery boy rings the doorbell. A beautiful woman with a see-through negligee opens the door and gives the delivery boy a big smile. She asks him, "Do you like what you see?" The delivery boy says, "Yes." The woman says, "I hear someone coming. Get in here and close the door." When the door closes, the woman opens her negligee and asks the delivery boy, "What part of me do you like the best?" The delivery boy says, "Your ears." "My ears," the woman says, "but why?" "Well," says the delivery boy, "a while ago you said that you heard someone coming. That was me." I kind of like that one too. And finally, I've recently been attempting a voicemail experiment. I've been going various places on the internet and just randomly leaving the phone number for the voicemail to see who, if anyone, would call it. I'm not even really leaving any messages or saying anything with the number. I'm just going places and leaving the number there just to see if someone, purely out of curiosity, calls the number or not. And so far, I haven't had any takers, but hopefully by the next show, I will have some. And whether I have any takers on the voicemail experiment or not, you, the wonderful and perhaps slightly slutty, though I can't verify that, listeners, should also call and leave voicemails. The voicemail number for the show is 206-600-3065. Again, that's 206-600-3065. Leave comments, sing, fart, especially fart, just do whatever. And that is also going to do it for the Yoda Squirts Podcast Squirt 4. The email address for the show is yodasquirts@gmail.com. The website for the show is yodasquirts.blogspot.com. Subscribe to the RSS feed in your favorite podcatcher or in iTunes so you can automatically be updated when new shows are released. Or just check the website and download them manually, or check any of the various podcast directories, particularly Podcast Alley or Podcast Pickle, because they're updated the most regularly and the most frequently, and you can download the shows from there as well. And if you do like the show, then you can support it by telling your friends and increasing the listener base. The more listeners the show has, the more fun this is, and hopefully at one point in time, the more comments we'll get, which will also increase the fun of the show. Anyhow, thank you for listening. Call the voicemail, send emails, go to the website, leave comments on the website, and join us next time for Yoda Squirts 5. Bye!